In a minute, we can take a look with the camera. So if I just set that up now as we come in here.
I'll grab this monitor.
Yeah, if you could take the monitor.
Okay.
And you should hopefully, as I go under the water now, start to see one or two of the sea squirts. Let's go further down and... I can see one right there now in the light.
Oh, yes, I can see.
You see? I can see.
Yep.
Is it close up? Yeah, and there's more here. If you move up.
There's okay.
There we are.
But what on earth does a sea squirt have to do with the way cannabis affects the human brain?
Well, if we go back, say, 500 million years ago to the oceans that would have been full of creatures like these, before there were fish and animals with backbones in the sea, we would have found, living in the oceans, thriving, creatures such as these sea squirts that we find here on the marina today. And they have within them very simple nervous systems that operate in much the same way that our nervous systems operate.
In all animals, the nervous system is made of the same components. Large numbers of nerve cells carrying electrical signals. And wherever these cells meet, the signal is passed to a receptor in the next cell by a chemical messenger called a neurotransmitter. Across the brain, there are different types of these neurotransmitters, such as dopamine and serotonin. All animals, from fish to donkeys to humans, have inherited this basic structure. But way back in time, the sea squirt evolved an innovation to this system.
What happened was the nervous system acquired a new chemical, that had a new flavour, a new type of chemical. And it's this chemical that is related in structure,
right,
has a similar shape to the chemical that's found in cannabis.